Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, science pals, it's Josh. Welcome back to Snappy Science, the bite-sized version of the Random Theory Podcast. Each week, we're giving you a quick random fact about something science-related happening in the world. This week, we're talking about COVID, the party guest that just won't go away. One of the hallmark symptoms of COVID that you always hear about is people losing their sense of smell and taste. I always heard about it in the past over the many years of COVID. And when I was unlucky and actually caught COVID, I also experienced it. Luckily for me, though, both of those sensory problems went away pretty much as soon as I had recovered from the infection. But there's reports of people out there having issues that last long after the typical COVID time frame. Like, they feel fine, but they still can't taste or smell. And funny enough, this symptom actually isn't even exclusive to COVID. The regular old flu, remember that, can also cause change or loss of taste and smell, but it has been far more common with COVID infections. So, what if there was something that could help with that? I feel like that was a setup to try and sell you something, but I promise that's not what this is. It's just a cool science thing I found on the news today. So I do want to talk about this new antiviral drug that can potentially shorten these sensory problems. The medication, which is still in clinical trials in Japan currently, is the first of its kind to alleviate these symptoms. And this is big, it's not reserved only for people at risk of severe illness, which has been a common trend for most COVID-specific medications, understandably so. I mean, those are the people that need the help first. But this one is different. In one trial, people with mild or moderate COVID symptoms were given either a dose of the medication or a placebo. Obviously, that's how clinical trials work. At the start of the study, 20% of the participants reported some level of smell or taste loss. After the third day of treatment, the proportion of participants reporting such symptoms in the medication groups started dropping more sharply than the proportion in the placebo groups. At day 7 of the trial, the percentage of participants with smell or taste loss was 39% lower in the group taking the medication than the placebo group. Now, I know what you might be thinking, loss of taste or smell, do people really need medication for those symptoms when they're battling COVID? Like, isn't there more important things to think about? And yeah, I mean, to that I would probably say, when you're in the middle of fighting a full-blown COVID infection, taste and smell might not be the top priority. But I think this medication is more targeted at helping those people who have the long-term sensory problems. You know, the people that they might have COVID for 2 weeks, but then 2 months later, they still can't taste or smell. So I think it's really cool that there might be some help for those people in the future because, let's face it, COVID seems as though it's here to stay. So the more tools we have to alleviate an infection, the better. And that's your Snappy Science for the week. Just a quick one about some COVID news, I guess, to remind you that it's still out there, so please keep washing your hands. I feel like I haven't heard that lately. People stopped saying that. It's still important. Wash your hands, people. If you have something you want us to talk about, either in a short Snappy Science or a full-length episode, leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, respond to the Q&A on Spotify, or email us at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. Also, make sure to subscribe to The Random Theory wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time, science pals.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.